The Chris and Steph Podcast.
I want to talk about what you're having for breakfast.
What you have? What's your go-to? What do you have for breakfast, Steph? I noticed there was some cooking in the kitchen this morning.
Oh, that's a rarity. This morning. I had my wholemeal crumpies.
I usually have overnight oats. I make my brekkie last night, take it out of the fridge, bring it in this morning. Delicious.
Normally, I go my fresh fruit and Greek yogurt.
Fresh fruit Greek, that's great for you, isn't it? Greek yogurt, full of protein.
Until weekends when I have like creamed corn on toast. Anyway, that's not the point. Many factors can actually affect your drive for bedroom time.
Really?
Including what you might be eating for breakfast. You know, it also has, what you eat for breakfast could also change your relationship issues, and it could also, you know, stress and tiredness and stuff. You want to be eating the right sort of thing. So diet can have a huge effect on the hormones which drive your mood for bum chicka wah wah, according to nutritionists. You can give it your bum chicka wah wah a boost by choosing the right
libido
foods.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, your libido. You can,
because I feel like bum chicka wow wow is now covering a list of different words.
Yeah,
like
it
it's
is.
Now standing for a number of things.
Everything that makes me a little bit uncomfortable to say on the radio. By choosing the right foods for breakfast to ensure they're packed with vitamin D. Vitamin D is exactly what you need for breakfast.
Vitamin D. All right.
I mean the vitamin D. That wasn't like a pseudonym or anything else. Studies show that as a nation, we're chronically deficient in this nutrient, which can
cause need the vitamin D.
Estrogen in women and reduced testosterone in men. staggering 1 in 5 adults don't get enough
of
vitamin D.
D.
Levels of sunshine. Vitamin.
Right.
And so according to this nutritionist, they actually recommend eating things like mushrooms and fortified breakfast cereals.
Fortified? That sounds like you're building a wall around your Weet-Bix of a morning. What's fortified breakfast cereals?
I don't know. It sounds like how I have my salads most of the time. But anyway.
Fortified.
Mackerel is in the list.
Who's having fish for breakfast?
Maybe it's quite a sexy breakfast food.
Disgusting.
And eggs for breakfast to help boost vitamin D levels. I'm down for eggs.
Vitamin D. There you go.
Yeah, so you want to get your vitamin D in order to get your bum chicka wah wah.
Right, okay. So the key is the vitamin D.
Yeah, your vitamin D plays a role in your libido for both genders.
Because if you're not getting enough vitamin D, you're not getting enough bum chicka wah wah. That's what you're saying.
I thought you were going to say vitamin D again, and I was like,
no. Well, yeah, I kind of replaced vitamin D for bum chicka wah wah.
This is all according to an Australian study, and they have found that that these foods that are higher in vitamin D can help boost.
Interesting. Well, there you go. So on your brekkie,
Chuck some mackerel.
Chuck some eggs. What were the other things in there too? A fortified breakfast.
Any oily fish. Fortified breakfast.
So like build a moat around your brekkie and
Kellogg's Special K, or Quaker's Oats, or multigrain Cheerios.
Okay.
Have the fortified vitamin D.
All right.
Apparently, eggs. Go for free range.
I don't
know whether that's a thing or not, but I think they're more ethically appropriate.
All right. That concludes our talk on what things boost bum chicka wah wah time.
Vitamin D.
Crapapella.
Damn. What's going on in there?
Oh, and this morning, Crapapella. I've got to sing a song. It's my turn today. You've got to guess what it is.
Simple as that.
And I think an amazing prize today.
We actually have a super duper prize today. All thanks to Macquarie Medispa. We could hook you up with a $50 Lip Lab voucher. That's for use at Orange Macquarie Medispa.
Now, the Lip Lab, forgive me because I'm a guy and I may not know as well as everyone else, but the Lip Lab is where you create your own lipstick or lip gloss or foundation in the Lip Lab itself. So you go into the laboratory, as I might call it, and you make your own lipstick in that.
I've actually done it before. It's a super cool experience because not only do you get to pick the colour and it's matched precisely to whatever you want. Like, I was like, I think I like orange base. And then I was like, but I want a little bit more of this in it. I want a cooler tone, and then, like, make it up from scratch. I'm really difficult to deal with. Then they sort of put it in, like, a machine that, like, zoops it. But then you get to add, like, a smell to it. So when I made mine smell like carrot cake.
Nice, good
like
pick.
Cream cheesy carrot cake. It smells so good. So every time I put it on, I've got this like delicious tasting, natural, gorgeous lipstick that's matched perfectly to my skin tone.
How do you just not eat it by accident? Because, you know, that would smell
my
delicious.
My teeth would be bright orange, I'm not going
to
lie.
All you have to do, guess the song today that I'm singing. I've got it in my headphones, only I can hear it, but you can only hear me singing. That's the thing. That's the key to it all. And if you can guess from my lyrics, then 13, 12, 16, ring in. You could pick up that $50 Lip Lab voucher at Macquarie Medispa Orange.
Any hints today?
Well, I was inspired. We've really gone. Last week you did a song and it was what? It was Savage Garden.
Savage Garden, yeah.
Which one was it? Wasn't Truly Madly Deeply, was
no,
it? No, to the Moon and Back.
No, it wasn't that one, it was the other one.
I Want You.
Ooh, yes, I Want You. I don't know. But that one.
I've been inspired by more retro 90-ish songs. I'm not sure if this song is 90s, but...
I think it's a 90s song.
It's a 90s kind of song?
I think so. I think if it's what I think you're singing, I think it's a 90s song.
Well, I tell you what, we'll drop out the music bed, we'll get it ready, and here's today's song. Have a listen to this. Here we go. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week impaled my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. There you go. That's the song today. I tried to also... I try to kind of get the tone, the winginess
vibe
of the voice in
yes.
the song, the vocal of the song.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Very cool singer who sings it, like the original song.
The original version of the song.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anything else they've ever sung but that one song. I'm not saying one hit wonder, but I might be saying one hit wonder.
13, 12, 16, if you think you know the song, you could win a $50...
And the artist singing it.
And the artist. So title and artist, you could win that $50 Lip Lab voucher at Macquarie Medispa Orange. Let's hear it one more time before we go to the song. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week impaled my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. Obviously, during that as well, I've entered puberty too, because you can really hear the...
I thought that was lovely.
13, 12, 16, if you know what it is.
Crapapella.
Damn, what's going on in here?
Into Crapapella this morning, 13, 12, 16 to play, guess the song that I'm singing, and a chance to win, Steph, a brand new prize today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Today we actually want to hook you up with a $50 voucher to the Lip Lab Orange. That's Macquarie Medispa. And a great chance to make your own lipstick.
Brand new prize, brand new caller, first time caller on 13, 12, 16. Welcome to the show. I think it's MJ. Welcome.
Hey, how are you going?
Cool.
Yeah,
good.
Really well. Are you ready to play a little game of Crapapella?
Sweet.
All right, you tell you what, we will just play this grab again. So listen to today's song. Here it is. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week impaled my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. All right, MJ, we need...
That's awesome.
Glad you liked it. We need the title of the song and the artist who sings it. It's a double bunger. What is it exactly?
It's Still My Sunshine by Len.
Let's head to the reveal to find out.
And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun.
You, MJ, absolutely right. Len, Steal My Sunshine.
No, it's not for me. You steal my sunshine.
Oh, good guess.
For bonus points.
For bonus points, okay.
Name another song that Len sang.
I know, they had a...
I don't know of any.
Yeah, I know they had a second single, but it didn't chart as well as Steal My Sunshine, did it?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm actually just curious if they did anything else. They're Canadian brothers, aren't they?
The Canadian... I think so.
I've got Feeling All Right when I've Googled them.
Feeling All Right, okay.
That's the B-side to Steal My Sunshine.
All right, okay. Well, we'll just stick with Steal My Sunshine for the moment.
For the best, 1999.
MJ, tell you what, we're going to send you to the Lip Lab at Macquarie Medispa Orange, $50 there, and you can go and make your own lipstick, okay?
Thank you. That's cool.
So it was only just the 90s. I was wondering if it was the 90s or early 2000s.
No, it was late 90s.
Didn't it go to Loser? Wasn't it the movie Loser?
Yeah,
and it had like some of the American Pie cast in it. Jason Biggs.
Yep. And that's ringing bells.
Mina Savari, whatever her name was. I think that was the case. Geez, I barely remember the 90s.
It's all a bit hazy. Well, I was a small child, so.
That's true. I want to ask this morning, where did you fall asleep?
Okay.
Where did you fall asleep? Interesting video going viral at the moment of two workers at a petrol station in the States asleep as someone tries to get to the checkout.
Okay, yep.
So they rock up at the checkout, the two people behind the checkout, firmly asleep.
Hello, is he going to say something back?
There's someone waking them up.
Anything else for you, baby?
And then she wakes up to only serve them moments later. That's her stumbling awake to scan the items.
Brilliant. Maybe not the first time she's done it.
Maybe not. I mean, it'd be a tough gig to work at a truck stop service station like that and you're working all hours, especially when there's 3
no one around. Or something. No one's around. There might be one or two customers and you're just having your nana nap.
You're just manning the station, essentially. Have you fallen asleep somewhere, 13, 12, 16, or where did you fall asleep? A couple of years ago, you weren't here at the time, but I may have nodded off at the work Christmas party.
Well, that's my greatest fear this year. Mm. You go with your story, but that's actually my biggest fear.
Because you know what we do here at our bigger company, Southern Cross Austereo? We take all departments, that's HIT, that's Triple M, that's Channel 9, we all go out and we all have some fun. So we have an activity and then we go and we kick back at the pub.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's what we do. At the activity, I found a very comfy sofa at one point, which was sort of out in like a meeting room or something. And I just sat down for a couple of minutes, out to it. By the time that I woke up, activity over.
The activity starts at midday, and that's normally our nap time.
That's exactly right.
But my biggest fear this year is that I'll fall asleep at the work Christmas party because we're going to see a movie.
We are going to see
And you know what happens to me?
Every time.
It's like hypnosis. It's something about being in the cinema and that cooling. It's just the right temperature for me to sleep.
We've been and we've seen so many where you've gone, I'm just going to lay down on the seat here for 5 minutes.
And I wake up to the end credits.
End credits.
I don't think I've ever stayed awake through a movie at the cinema. I can't do it. There's the dull lights, the aircon. It's just perfect sleeping conditions for me. And it can be an action movie.
It can be, yeah.
It can be anything. We saw, was it 999 or whatever it was?
What was 999?
Oh, it was like some action movie about the, like, police over in the, like, I don't know. It was like, or call a 999. I can't remember what it was, but it was like
vaguely remember,
full-on action, like explosions and mafias and different things. And I was just like out for the count.
You're right, because it takes no little than 5 minutes of walking in and sitting down and you are gone. Like the credits to the start of the movie haven't even finished and at gone.
I was so excited to see the Alice in Wonderland remake thing. And I woke up to the Pink song at the end and I was like, oh,
what happened?
What happened? Where's Tweedledee?
It's a great movie. You missed it. It was epic.
I can't help it. I just cannot help it. And I'm so afraid I'll do it at the work Christmas party this year.
Where did you fall asleep? 13, 12, 16. That's what we want to know this morning. It is Chris and Steph to get you up on here.
Get up with Chris and Steph.
Where did you fall asleep? 13, 12, 16. Video going viral of a couple of checkout assistants at a service station in the US falling asleep while trying to serve people. Now, the stories that I'm getting are conflicted. Either they were asleep when the person rocked up or they fell asleep during the transaction, which I think is even worse.
That's even worse.
This is just so scintillating that I'm going to nod off. Here's the audio.
Oh, is he going to say something back?
You can't really tell, but they're obviously...
Anything else for you, baby?
Waking up and just getting back into their job. Haven't we all had a day like that? Just a little bit tired. Maybe. Thinking I could possibly fall asleep today at work, couldn't I?
But you said you fell asleep at the work Christmas party.
I did. That was like a couple of years ago now.
And I said that's my greatest fear this year, knowing that we are seeing a movie and I've never stayed awake beyond the opening credits when we've been to the cinema.
Never. We've gone and seen Oodles of movies.
Dozens
of movies. Mm-hmm. Every time. Asleep in like 5 minutes.
And I really want to see them too. It's just the ultimate perfect snooze conditions.
The temperature's nice. The seats are comfy.
So dark.
You may have had something to eat, so you're feeling really relaxed.
Popcorn.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand. Get that. 13, 12, 16. Let's see if someone else has fallen asleep somewhere weird. Nadia. Nadia on 13, 12, 16. What happened to you?
Well, we went four-wheel driving and it was a pretty heavy track and I fell asleep while we were driving along.
Wow, but, like, four-wheel driving's pretty, you know, rickety and rockety.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get thrown around a bit.
Yep. It was enough to rock me to sleep.
Oh, like a little baby in the passenger seat being rocked side by side.
But when I've been four-wheel driving, like, you've got to, like, hold on to the doors for dear life and you're like, gadunk, gadunk, gadunk. Like, it's not any, like, light tracks.
It's a lot of fun.
Did you have to, like, strap yourself down a bit more? Because I feel like your head would have been thrown around the cabin a little bit.
Oh, no, it wasn't too bad. I just put my head back and, just fell asleep.
Oh, well, things like that may happen from time to time. Look, there's Nadia on the roller coaster. She's out to it.
Yep,
she's out gone.
Having a snooze.
But, I mean, I understand that, but from the aspect of in regular cars, unless I'm driving, I might just have a snooze in the passenger seat because I'll get really comfy.
I'm often lulled into that snooze.
Yes,
yeah.
But you would think in a four-wheel drive, you're being thrown around a fair bit more. You're going up inclines and down inclines. You would think that you would be awake because of the movement of the vehicle in the cabin.
Apparently not.
There you go. Anyway, to summarise, we're so looking forward to our work Christmas party to see whether or not you will stay awake this year.
Put bets on
the
time I sort of fall asleep. Do you reckon she'll get to the opening credits?
I think we should say, when do you think she'll wake up? Because it's never before the credits start rolling at the end of the film.
The song at the end where I'm like, that's a cool song. Like, it must go louder at the end.
Yeah, the volume comes up.
Yeah,
the volume comes up at the end of the movie and, everyone awake and time to leave. Well, we'll see how we go this year. We would like to talk Aria's.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to do that, and we will just say ahead, we finally have a go-to person for all things Aria's.
Someone who is there.
An insider.
On the carpet.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do trending.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3. The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
And this morning, to talk all things Aria's, our Scoopla reporter on the scene, Justin Hill. Morning, mate. How are you?
Oh, morning, guys. Hey, look, I might still be in my outfit from last night, but I'm up early to talk.
We're glad to hear it.
Love it.
Tell us some of the big highlights from last night.
I tell you what, it was the night of the collaboration last night, wasn't it? We had Paul Kelly up on stage with Dan Fulton, my girl Jessica Malboy up with Peking Duck, and oh God, my heart just leapt out of my chest when Guy Sebastian and Vera Blue were up on stage with Daryl Braithwaite to do the horses. I mean, come on, that was
so good.
How hot was Aussie could you get? Talk us through some of the big wins as well.
So some of the big wins of the night, Amy Shark, who appeared on James Corden's show a couple of weeks ago, she's a great Aussie export. She picked up Best Breakthrough and also Best Pop Release as well. Best Live Act went to Illy. He's such a legend, that guy. Best Male Performer went to Paul Kelly. And, of course, we did induct Daryl Braithwaite into the Hall of Fame for a second time. And Jimmy Barnes got up and gave him the most amazing introduction, talking about, it was almost like they were like the original One Direction. You know, they were talking about when Sherbet and he were together and they got into an armored van to get away from their fans because things were going a bit nuts. It was so cool to hear that story.
On a personal level, did you get selfies with anyone? Who did you meet up with?
Oh, God, you know me. I'll have a selfie with anyone. I interviewed everyone on the red carpet. Guy Sebastian was there. He was hilarious because I was talking to him about Daryl Braithwaite performing the horses. And I said, I can't wait for Daryl to do it. And he looked at me and he went, oh, so Daryl's performing it. And then when I was watching the show, Guy got up and actually performed the song. So I was like, you cheeky brother. But no, it was good to catch up with, Samantha Jade. Harry Styles did come out onto the red carpet very, very quickly. And I tell you what, I almost got trampled by full-grown people who stomped over me to get to him to try and get a photo with him. It was hilarious.
Did you see his shoes? What were they that he was wearing? I'm hearing a lot of the giant clogs.
Yes, like I don't mind a man clog. I mean, it seems as though not everyone else was a fan, though, with someone on Twitter telling him to burn them. Maybe a square-toed shoe is not such a good idea, Harry.
All right. Well, Justin, thank you for being our eyes and ears on the scene at the Arias last night, and hopefully we'll chat to you again soon, okay, mate?
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, I wish I could have been there. Would have been great.
You would have got the photo, the selfie.
I would have got the photo and I would have been dancing along to this.
Oh, yes.
Horses. An iconic Aussie song, Darryl Braithwaite. Oh, who hasn't had a long night that's ended with that song?
I've been cleared off the deep floor a few times. Yes. Hitting the high notes on that one.
It either clears the dance floor or gets everyone on.
Like, it's like the last song, though.
Yes.
It's always the last song after a big night.
It's the wrap-up.
Yeah.
Good on you, Darryl Braithwaite.
Started down the green a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty phenomenal.
I would imagine so.
Still got the pipes.
That is, that's what's trending now. You'll find more with Scoopla at hit.com.au. It's all thanks to me.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.